Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on a Tuesday morning, looking to the New York State Legislature, we see the Senate Democrats, of course, in the minority party, have come up with ethics reform.
Well, of course they have. You know, when you're in the minority party, you can say anything because you're pretty sure that the majority parties, which in this case are the Republicans, aren't going to go along with it. It's a good way to embarrass them. You can say, we're pretty much for the whole ethics package that Governor Cuomo has proposed, and that includes limitations on outside income and other things, getting rid of the LLCs, which is a way of getting money in without taking any personal responsibility for it. So they're doing the right thing, but much ado about nothing. I'm not so sure until I see Cuomo and how hard he wants to fight for this, because in the past, as you know, the governor has said that he wants things and then gives up a little too easily on them.
Well, Alan, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he can't be blamed for the corruption charges that prompted State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver to resign any more than President Barack Obama can be blamed for former Representative Anthony Weiner's sexting scandal.
Well, I got to tell you, Andrew Cuomo has said some silly things, but that is the silliest of all. I mean, here's Andrew Cuomo getting up on his State of the State speech and the budget speech and showing Shelley Silver and he and Sombreros being best friends and also giving up a lot of power and ceding a lot of power to Silver. What in heck did the President of the United States have to do with Anthony Weiner and his sexting scandals? It's just absurd. And, you know, the governor probably had to think fast when he was confronted with that question. But the answer is this is not a good analogy.
How about the issue of President Obama and Angela Merkel of Germany trying to come up with a unified message on Ukraine? And there seems to be some divisiveness despite that.
Well, David, it's one of the funniest things that has ever happened at WAMC. We decided we're going to carry the press conference with Obama and Merkel. So Merkel comes on and she starts to talk in German. You would think if NPR was going to give this thing to us, there would be a translation if she was going to talk in German. So there we are, and there are all our listeners having no idea whatsoever who she was talking about. And in fact, I heard from one of our correspondents who writes us fairly regularly and says, maybe she was cursing us. In any case, it is a clear problem. It always has been from the very beginning. As you know, Germany and the others were getting their gas from the Russians. And miraculously, along comes really lower gas prices. And we think that the Saudis did that and allowed the price to drop, maybe on an arrangement with the Americans. Who knows? But in any case, it did help the Europeans. And now the old Soviets, now the Russians, maybe the secret Soviets, have created this very tense time in terms of the Ukraine. And there is some dissonance between the United States, obviously, and those countries which are so dependent on Russia for the gas and everything else.